The idea is to put them into what's called a level 4 containment facility, and there's something like this in not far from here, I believe, where dangerous viruses are studied. By not far from here, I mean Victoria. But don't know exactly where. Geelong, is it? Okay. And the idea is to put it into a facility that will be even safer than that. This sort of thing has been done before. It was done with the moon samples, and that went into a containment facility that I think was in Houston. The plan at the moment is to build such a facility in Canada, where apparently particular expertise in doing such things, and go through all the obvious sorts of biological tests to see if anything grows and the gases are evolved and all those sorts of things. And only after all those sorts of tests have been done and it's been decided that the samples are not dangerous would they be distributed anywhere else on Earth, and then they'd still have to go to places that have the highest level of biological containment in them. When there are other ways to do it, the analysis could be done on Mars. It's much harder to do robotically, or it could be done in the space station or on the moon. But at the moment, the most likely plan is, if public opinion allows it, and that's what it comes down to in the end, is to bring them back to Earth, but be ultra cautious with them. But nobody can deny that there are some risks in all these sorts of things. And so ultimately it comes down to the public deciding whether the risks are worth the knowledge.